The rest of Lee Hazlewood's career took place largely outside of the purview of American audiences. His 1971 album, Requiem for an Almost Lady, was released only in Germany.
In the beginning, there was nothing, but it was kind of fun to watch nothing grow. You came walking into my life, carrying your own dreams. You could have been, yeah, you could have been good. Then why were you so goddamn mean? But till you, I never had any fun. But I'm sure glad I never. Ain't you glad I never? Be glad I never owned a gun.
It's not that Hazlewood had totally forsaken the U.S. of A. While he was living in Sweden, Germany, Spain, France, he traveled back and forth frequently, continued to record in L.A. with the same musicians. He released records wherever he could. His 1973 album, Poet, Fool, or Bum, was even released in the United States by Capitol Records. Not that anybody noticed.
She came running down the highway, naked as the sun. Said she, are you going my way, poet, fool, or bum? Red hair had she, saw right through me, but what could she see? A poet, no, a fool, I hope not, a bum. No, I'm only me. When her left hand touched the water, fire and smoke did come. Laughing like some virgin's daughter, said she, run, fool, run. Freedom sleeps in caves where dreams are, just in dreams we're free. A poet, no, a fool, I hope not, a bum. No, I'm only me. A bottle labeled Christmas Day. Said she, every day is Christmas, drink some while you may. Touch the bottle, broke into the cross at Calvary. A poet, no, a fool, I hope not, a bum. No, I'm only me. And she gave me toy soldiers, bright and shiny new. Take them, said she, to the children, they'll know what to do. Soon their games of madness will become reality. A poet, no, a fool, I hope not, a bum. No, I'm only me. Said she, take me to the morning rains, my soul's on fire. I said, morning rains I've heard will wash away desire. She grew angry wings and left in circumfinity. A poet, no, a fool, I hope not, a bum. No, I'm only me.
His 1977 album, Back on the Street Again, was only released in Britain. It would be the last Lee Hazlewood album for 16 years. One track was released as a single in this country.
You held me close a thousand times when I was feeling down. You watched me be the fool I am, still you stayed around. You bragged on me to other folks when you knew I wouldn't go far. You made me happier, Dolly Parton's guitar. You watched me stumble, watched me fall, loved me like I am. You watched me hide my face and cry, still called me your man. You watched me touch the top of trees when I was reaching for the star. You made me happier than Dolly Parton's guitar. The best I've ever had. You've cooled the flame that rules my brain, sometimes drives me mad. You're the woman that I love and need, God knows that you are. You made me happier than Dolly Parton's guitar. That I love and need, God knows that you are. You made me happier than Dolly Parton's guitar.
In 1995, he did guest star duties on Nancy Sinatra's comeback tour. Drummer Pete Shelley of Sonic Youth re-released old Hazlewood albums on his Smells Like Records label. British rock stars like Jarvis Cocker of Pulp talked up Hazlewood in interviews. Hazlewood himself even cut an album of standards with his old Phoenix pal Al Casey on guitar.
Honeysuckle Rose,
when Lee Hazlewood learned he was dying of cancer, he made one last record, Cake or Death, took its name from comedian Eddie Izzard's routine, but the songs all come from Hazlewood's life. He called on his lifelong collaborator, guitarist Duane Eddy, and together, one last time, they cut These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Where you shouldn't be messing. Now someone else
is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
This is Joel Selvin. Selvin on the Cities, brought to you by Amoeba Records of San Francisco, Berkeley, and Hollywood. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop me a line at joelselvin@aol.com. Lee Hazelwood died August 4th, 2007. He was living at the time in Henderson, Nevada. I'd like Lee himself to have the last word tonight. This is from his album, Cake or Death.
In 1967, I wrote this song for Nancy Sinatra's Emmy-winning TV special, Moving with Nancy. In 1998, my granddaughter, Phaedra, was born. She believes her grandpa, that's me, wrote this song for her. So here's Miss Phaedra Dawn Stewart singing her song. Thank you, Phaedra.
I love you, Grandpa. Peace out.